So, what do you be doing for fun in Tampa?
Tampa, I go out every now and then, do a little salsa. Just pretty much things out of my comfort zone. Going to like a lot of meetups, meeting like different people, playing chess, all type of things.
For real? Who you be doing salsa
What
with?
you mean? I just go out.
Who you be doing salsa with?
They have a class, so you can just walk on in,
For
pay a
real?
little, yep. Walk right on
Okay.
in. They're gonna teach you how to do it. They've been now going crazy.
Real. I want to see you do salsa so bad. Yeah, but before this episode, I tried to get Charles to salsa, but he told me I gotta wait on it.
Gonna have to wait on it. I gotta perfect them steps.
You know, I don't even care. So, who you be going out with now?
You mean who I be going out with?
Who you be going out with? Like,
Have a couple people, a couple friends.
who?
No names, but you want to catch me off guard? I get you.
I want to know.
Just a couple of people. Not too crazy. I don't deal with crazy people like that.
So you ain't gonna answer my question.
No names. I don't know about names.
Why you gotta pull the move like me, Charles? This to say, that's a move I would pull.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Oh my God, you are so funny. I am so tickled.
That was a good one. I wasn't expecting that one.
Oh my God, my stomach is literally hurting. I knew I wanted to ask you that during the episode.
You're up, you're ready, and you're listening to the Brittany Mac podcast. Everyone has a story, applying them to inspire the world weekly on Motivation Mondays. Here's your host, Brittany Mac.
Welcome back, Charles Douglas. Charles was a part of Podtober.
Happy to be back.
We're happy to have you back. So, how long have you been in Tampa now?
It'll be 4 years in May.
Wow, that's a long time.
I know. About time for me to skedaddle out there. Wow.
Skedaddle for real? You gonna leave?
Eventually. Probably give it another year or two, but we'll see.
You know what? That makes me sad a little bit, but you know, I'm barely here. So, it's like, I don't know though. So, where you planning on going?
Got a couple options on the table right now.
For
Might be
real?
Texas. Maybe the only one I get, but Texas probably one of them.
Really?
One of the areas that I want to move to.
What part?
Dallas.
Really? That's very interesting. So, so you have a opportunity in Dallas?
Opportunities everywhere.
I should have known you was gonna say something like that. I should have known you was gonna say something like that. But you don't like Tampa no more?
Not like Tampa, but no, after a while, it'll be time for something different.
Yeah.
Cause new scenery, different environment.
Yeah.
It's all about growth.
Right. I was just about to say that, right. What has progress with your real estate journey? Because I know now you are a general contractor. You weren't a general contractor yet.
Nope.
The last time you talked to us.
Correct.
So tell us about that.
Well, general contractor, it was a long process, but it turned out great. I'm able to go in and do my own projects, like remodel. Only thing I do is sub everything out. So I just oversee the project, like manage the project. I have my subs come in, know you have the HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and they just come in and build the projects, like all the way up. So when you first of all, starting off, you want to demo the project. That's if you only... That's if you're doing like a remodel. You're going to demo the project, go in, rip everything out. Then you bring in your framers. They gonna build everything back up. Then you got to bring in the electricians, HVAC. They come in at the same time. Cause most of the time, you'd rather bring your plumbers in too. Cause plumbing only run, it's fed by gravity. So you don't want to have like your HVAC come in before your plumbers, cause shit, you might have to cut something out just because of what the HVAC people did. So they run everything up top, just depending on if the house is a one story or two story.
Mm-hmm.
So if they done tack something onto a different stud and a plumber got to go in and run a pipe there, they can have to cut that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wasting time and money. So plumbers need to go in first. Electricians need to go in. They can go in at the same time. Then HVAC, kind of like on the back end of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you've been enjoying that.
I like it. Still getting familiar with the process.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, no, I really enjoy it.
Yeah. And while I was getting a contractor, general contractor license important for you while doing real estate?
I want to control the project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never want to give another person my money and they control the whole project.
Mm-hmm.
So me being a general contractor, no, it got its pros and cons, but I get paid multiple times doing the deals.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going in remodel, I can get paid up front. That's based off the numbers that I'm analyzing, and I can get paid again because I'm going to pay myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go in and refinance the project, right,
mm-hmm.
I better snatch all that money back out, and I get my cut on top because I'm the one to put the team together.
As the general contractor. You're definitely thinking about how you can be very profitable.
You have to be.
You're right. And that's good.
It's a numbers game. At the end of the day, it's a numbers game.
Right.
If the number makes sense, you move forward. If it don't,
right,
don't bother.
Right. Very smart. So are you still outside of that doing engineering?
I'm still a plant manager right now for the company that I work for. Mm-hmm. So it's going good. Still busy as ever.
Mm-hmm. So you pulling in multiple streams of income.
You got to have that.
Yeah.
With everything going on right now, you got to have that.
Yeah. With your busy schedule, how do you find time to go out and have fun?
I just, what I do is I schedule my days out every day. So if it's Sunday, I'm going to schedule out Monday. If mm-hmm. it's Monday, I'm going to schedule out Tuesday, et cetera. So I put it in like block increments.
Mm-hmm.
I do like 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So that's how I'm able to factor in my time when I want to go out and have fun,
because
mm-hmm. I block that schedule out.
Right. Trying to build your schedule kind of started out in college. I feel like college definitely prepared for that,
mm-hmm.
because you're extremely busy with classes, having to make sure your grades are good, plus the extracurriculars. I know you are well familiar of that because mm-hmm. you're an alpha. So you definitely had to be involved. So I feel like college definitely helped with scheduling.
It does.
I saw that you were you in Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
That was Home Depot. You were looking at some wood.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you working on?
We were just pretty much framing up a wall in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had to get the studs, the sheetrock, and the insulation so we can build everything up, and the screws, so we can form the wall up. It didn't take long. It took about 3 or 4 hours to actually get everything up and running. Mm-hmm. We also had to cut the door frame out
mm-hmm.
from the sheetrock and just frame it up. But you had the top plate and the bottom plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the support.
Right.
Along with the 16, you know, the stud 16 inches on center.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you put up the sheetrock, they actually make it a lot easier. Because what Jesus was doing, he was he was actually marking, like he'll measure the wall out from this end to the end, even though they can't see it, but from left to right.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll just measure 16, 16, 16, 16. And when he do that, that's where those screws will be going in. They put hella screws in when they put in sheetrock. And they mm-hmm. got to put it all the way in because you're going to go back over it and paint it
yeah.
on top of the finish once they come in and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy process, but it takes a while, just depending on how many people you have doing it.
Right. Do you know what membraning is?
Membraning?
Yeah. You know what putting membrane in the bathroom is? Doing membrane in the bathroom? The pink stuff?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you know my dad, you know I told you that he does the same stuff that you do?
Mm-hmm.
So he had me, when I was leaving in Seattle for that short period, he had me in a bathroom putting membrane in the, you know, where the shower is and the tub, the so pink
that's,
stuff.
That's where it is. That's still like, that's still drywall, but it's for like waterproof. So it won't get wet.
Okay. So what is it called? Am I saying the right thing?
You saying the right thing.
It's membrane?
Just, yeah.
Y'all, he had me putting that in the bathrooms for some projects that he was doing.
Yeah, because you don't want to have like mold in the bathroom, you know, sheetrock get wet, it can have like mold, but that setup for it won't occur at all.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just because I know how to do it don't mean I'm going to be doing it, so. You know how you tell people like certain stuff you can do, now they try to ask you, mm-hmm. Can you do this?
Not me.
Nah, I don't want to do it. But yeah, that's one of my one of the things that I know how to do that I probably just wouldn't necessarily want to do.
Yeah, I don't do it either. I just sub it out. Makes it easier on me.
Yeah, that's very smart though. But I do like that. I do know a lot of stuff that I learned a lot of stuff from my dad because I am interested in real estate. Mm-hmm. So I feel like knowing those things, if it came down to it, I could do it. I just don't want to do it unless I would have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who is Jesus?
Jesus is one of my subs.
How do you meet him?
Home Depot.
For real?
What?
This was
every day.
That's what's up. It's important to you know, when you out, just be very mindful of your surroundings, because you never know who you meet,
and you never know what people know.
Right, exactly. You never know who around you.
Yeah, so
you can be around a billionaire. Literally, you can be around a billionaire and never know it. They can just look like a regular person, yeah, just walking
and
by
most
you.
Most of the time, they do. Like millionaires, mm-hmm, be the same way too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a part of me going out and talking more to people.
Right.
Socializing more.
Right. And being open.
Being open, because you'll miss a lot of opportunities when you're not open.
Exactly. And I definitely learned that when I was in college as well. You just never know who you're around. Like, a lot of people know people. It's a small world. And it's always
very
good.
Small.
Yeah,
everybody know everybody.
Mm-hmm. So I know you don't like watching TV much at all. And you told me that you rather read. So what type of books do you like to read?
My main focus is self-development books.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple of good ones. I'm actually reading a real good one right now.
What is it?
It's called Who Not How.
Mm.
So, you know, most of the time people are always asking, like, how can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, just ask, who can help me do this?
Because
there's always a person who can be better at doing something that you really don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, kind of help with delegation.
Mm.
And you can use who, not how, with anything.
Because
mm-hmm, there's a who, not the how.
Right.
So, you just got to ask yourself that, especially if your vision, if you want to expand your vision, you're mm-hmm going to need who's in your life anyway.
Right.
Like, you know, scrapping to do it yourself is not going to, I'm not going to say it's not going to work, but you're going to put more stress on yourself than you have to when
right
you can actually build up that team.
Right. Trying to do stuff on your own is like, no, you got to get a team.
Yeah, you'll burn yourself out.
Yes. Oh, my God. I've been burnt out before. And I had to learn the hard way that I have to just, you know, hire people for different things. Like, you're going to have to do that. It's no escaping. And it's better that way anyways. It's playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
But and I feel like it also helps you succeed way more than you could on your own.
It's a team.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get a lot more done.
Right, together everyone achieves more.
Yeah.
How many books do you have in your library? I know I was telling you that I'm building on my library.
I got 120.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of like in the slowdown, like, well, slow down on bound because I'm like ran out of space.
Mm-hmm.
In my area that I'm living in.
Mm-hmm.
But 120.
That's amazing. I love books. And I love when I see a nice library in someone's house, a nice book collection, because mm-hmm that, I feel like that speaks volumes.
It does.
It shows that you're open to learning new things. And one thing I like about books is people like to say, if you want to hide something, put it in a book.
They're not lying.
That's true, because a lot of things that I've read in books, you can't really find online. Mm-hmm. So that's why some people say if people don't read a lot, they don't trust them, because they know it's information hidden from them. So is there anything that stood out to you during your journey of reading all of these books about you? It was like, wow, I would have never known this if I would have never picked this book up.
Every book, I learned something different. I learned something new. And most of the stuff I implement today, like the way I eat, like my habits, I just take the information, I apply it to myself. Just always implement. But prime example, like the way I eat, I got that from How to Eat the Live. So like on Mondays, I don't eat at all, so I fast.
Well, you still fast on Mondays?
Yeah, I've been doing that for years.
Yes, I remember you told me that a while back.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps. I have so much energy on Mondays. I feel better. But fasting helped out with a lot, more clarity.
Right. So. And I know fasting is really good for manifestation.
It is.
Because, you know, everything is energy, including food.
Mm-hmm.
You know how animals are killed before, you know, we eat them, and they was in a low vibrational state at that point.
That's trauma, too.
Uh-huh. And you put that into your body, and you feel so drained, and you want to go to sleep, and your vibrations are very low. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You remember, I know you saw this on social media, because it was going viral. Stormy was talking about a plate was low vibrational.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that? You saw that moment? But it's like the food period was low vibrational, whether it was a lot or not.
Yeah, you got to pick up on it. At the end of the day, you are what you eat.
You are, yeah.
So you got to be careful what you consume.
Right. And I feel like if you're fasting, you're working with more of your own energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can control that more.
Yeah, your body start running off itself at that point.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about energy and manifestation and gratitude.
Okay, like from my understanding, energy is everywhere with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's always moving. Like we transferring energy right now, going back and forth with this conversation that we're having. There's no way around it. You just gotta be aware of the energy that you putting out into the universe, because you can always get that back tenfold. So just overall, just be a good person. Show a lot of love, peace, freedom, justice, whatsoever. Whatever energy you want to put out, you're going to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want to become, you got to act as if you already have it. This part of like the manifestation phase. Mm-hmm. Like, so if I wanted something, I got to see it in my mind and take on the feelings on like, how would I feel if I actually had it right now?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of waiting to have it, I can have those feelings now.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps with the manifestation. They become real at that point.
Because you're on that same vibrational wavelength.
You're on that same frequency.
So yeah, exactly.
You got the image and you got the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. You'll see a lot of things start to change around you. The people, everything will start to shift for you. You won't even realize it.
Right.
Until you look up like, damn, this shit is working.
Because exactly. It's real. Exactly. And I know, didn't you just say something about visualization?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's very important. You got to have it. But you got to see. You got to see what you want. If you can't see it, what cannot see it, I mean,
right.
You got to work on that.
So with visualization, say you didn't start seeing a certain type of car until you got that car.
Mm-hmm.
Say you just got a Bentley, right? And you never saw Bentleys anywhere. But as soon as you got a Bentley, you're like, dang, didn't nobody have this Bentley until I got it. Now I see Bentleys everywhere. It's because you're on that frequency. You've seen it and you're experiencing that. So now you're focused on that. And now your mind is open to seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not blocking it out. So yeah, it was there. You're aware now. It was always there. Yes. But now you are aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Self-awareness.
Yes. So the visualization is very important. And I know some people like to say, if you want a certain, I'm gonna stick to cars. So say if you want a Bentley, people will tell you, if you want to manifest that, how about you go and test drive Bentleys? Because
the feeling.
Yes, you're getting a feeling of it. You're getting a visualization of it.
Mm-hmm.
all of that. And that's really great for manifestation and making it come into this reality physically. So, yes.
Also, I don't want to leave off gratitude. Like when it comes to gratitude, the more you be grateful for what you already have, you tend to get more of that. So if you're grateful for the small amount of money or the large amount of money that you have, the universe will send you more and more and more money. So you just got to be open. Like, be grateful for everything, like your health insurance, your family, the small things, be grateful for that. And you got to really, like, deep down in the inside, really appreciate those things, because a lot of people don't have them, believe it or not. And when you do, be grateful for them.
Right. And what you focus on grows. So if you're focused on the negatives,
then you're going to get negative. Or your energy flow. Well, let me make sure I'm saying it right. Like, whatever you focus on, that energy going to compound it over and over and over and over again. That's why you say, man, you focus on the negative, you're going to get negative. Focus on the positive, you're going to get the positive. So that's why, that's like part of like changing your frequency as a person too. You know, have you ever had like a conversation with a person? All they want to do is sit around and talk about negative stuff.
Right.
Like, no.
I'm always talking about the lack.
Yeah.
And they don't see what's in front of them.
You got to have an abundance mindset, because the universe is abundance. It's always around you. The more you become aware of those small things, I'm telling you, it compounds everything. It's there.
Yes. Like building a house.
It's there.
Like building a house. This perfect. Like, okay. I want to say Ikea because I feel like that's smaller. If I say like a furniture instead of a house. So, you know, like Ikea, right? They make you build the stuff yourself, or you can pay more money for somebody to build it for you. But you see the things. You wanted a dresser, but you get, instead of getting a dresser already built, you get the tools to build this dresser. You have all the tools in front of you to build it. So you have the dresser already. You just got to put it together. And it's like some people will look at that dresser and see, oh, that's not what I wanted. I wanted a dresser.
But it's there.
It's there. They want it already done and completed. And it's like, okay, well, if you want it already done and completed, it's going to cost more.
They want to skip that process.
Yeah.
But that's the most important part, because the process is what really makes you as a person. So like a prime example, like multimillionaire, right? It's the process that he went through, or he or she went through, that made them that. So even if they ever went broke again, they'll get it back.
Right.
It's the process. It was never like the money itself.
Right.
It's whatever they went through, whatever they put in their mind, it was the whole process that made them now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you already know how to do it. And then on top of that, you already know it's possible because you've seen it. You've visualized it. You've lived it. You've had those feelings and stuff like that. So you're open to that.
Have to be. You got to be open.
Mm-hmm.
But money, at the end of the day, money is just energy anyway.
It is.
So if you raise your frequency, then the money going to flow to you. But you got to raise your frequency.
Right. You have to be, you have to have the same energy as money. How do you feel about some people in the world being afraid of money rather than being afraid of lack of money?
Just depend on what situation that person in. Most people be in survival mode. So when you're in survival mode, you're not thinking about, you just scrapping to eat. You scrapping to survive. So you're not worried about tomorrow. And like you said, they'll do anything and they will to actually get that money so they can survive. So I think once you get out of survival mode, then everything else will change for you. More money will come to you at that point too.
Yeah.
Because your mind, but you got to get out of that first. It's like a system put in place, but it's only a system if you think it's a system, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a limitation that you put on yourself because the current situation you're in. But you got to see your way out of it. And if you can see your way out of it, you can will whatever that you see in your mind, you can will that into existence easily.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like I said, going to go back to the situation that they in. Also, got to factor in how they was raised, how they family view money. Because 9 times out of 10, they going to view money the same way. If their family was a big saver, then 9 times out of 10, they're going to be a big saver. If that family invested a lot of money, you see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these multimillionaires, then look at their kids. Look at these billionaires, then look at their kids. They doing what their parents did.
Mm-hmm. And it's built in the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. That's where everything starts there. Yeah, everything starts there.
In your mind.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see it every day. Everything that you see right now
was in somebody's mind. Yep.
So they just pulled it out. Most people have the power to pull it out. Some don't.
Well, everybody has their power, but some people don't. They don't believe in their power.
That's the thing.
Yeah. At that point, they don't believe.
Mm-hmm. Got to believe first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's funny because when we talk. We could go a long time without talking, but when we talk, we always finishing each other's sentences, and we always know what each other's talking about.
We be knowing.
We always knowing. You know, that's not that's pretty rare for me,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually funny that we always finish each other's sentences knowing what we talking about, but what each other are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a daughter, who would you want her to date?
First of all, they got to be very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Got to carry themselves as a man, how they supposed to. Because I'm going to make sure my daughter hold ass accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That's off top.
Uh-huh.
But he need to treat her like the princess she is, or the queen she is, depending on what stage she in. So queen at that point, because she'll be old enough at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Treat her like a queen. So, like I said, respectful. If he's going to be a part of the team, make sure he's putting doing his part.
Mm-hmm.
That's off the rip. They're a team.
Right.
So they got to carry themselves as a team.
Uh-huh.
He need to be willing to learn, like continue to grow, no matter what. Always growing. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm feel bad for my my daughter today, cause how she gonna be raised?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, we.
Yeah. He gonna have to come with it.
He have to come with it. Cause she gonna see what her daddy doing.
Uh-huh.
She ain't gonna settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna see how her daddy treat her mama.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna see how her daddy handle business.
Uh-huh.
So everything, like, she gonna see it, so she gonna know how, like, it play out already, so she ain't gonna settle for less. She better not.
So you do want your daughter to have high standards?
Of course. She should always have high standards. Mm-hmm. No matter, she young, older, whatsoever. She always have high standards.
Yeah. So when it comes to his ambition, you want him to be ambitious. How would you feel if your daughter wanted to date a man that was not ambitious?
At the end of the day, it's her life. I'm gonna let her live it. So I'm not like the control. I'm not the control type at all.
Say a man is where he wants to be in life, or at a point to where he's doing great, even though he's probably not where he want to be, of course, because you want to always be growing. But he's at a great point in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl that he probably was talking to wasn't necessarily at the point she wanted to be at yet. What if he got there first?
It's okay.
But she's still trying to figure it out.
She coming along.
So you would help her?
You have to.
You would help her. Okay.
If you really want to be with her, you would.
And the girl, what if she got there? What if the woman got there first,
mm-hmm.
but the man is still working? He hasn't got there as fast.
Same thing.
She
vice
should.
Versa.
You think she should help him?
Mm-hmm. Why not? It's a team.
Yeah. I feel like that too. I feel like, okay, so I do have high standards and strict standards, but one thing about me is I do want a team.
Because
I love creating, I love building, and I love working on my dreams. And I feel like if I see a man as somebody who can definitely like help me along my journey, mm-hmm. and I can learn from him and he can learn from me, like we can provide some type of value to each other and we can help each other grow and we can both see that value. Because I know sometimes a person just don't see the value.
That's on them. They miss out on it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like, y'all should be growing together. So uh-huh. you should be learning from him. He should be learning from you. Uh-huh. Like, if you good at something, let him learn it from you. If you lack at something and he good at it, it's just it's a trade off. But at the end of the day, y'all still building one another up.
Where each other fall short, you can.
Y'all just building. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, having this.
The sooner you realize that, the better off you will be.
Yeah, I've always wanted that. I've always wanted that.
If you want it, you can have it.
Well, yeah. Some, and I know some people, they rather just, you know, the person do their own thing mm-hmm. and they do their own thing and they just have those separate things and they just building two separate things.
Y'all won't stay together if y'all not building them together. Y'all mm-hmm. will not stay together if y'all not building something together. It's not mm-hmm. gonna work. Y'all gotta build something together where both of y'all energy going into it. Uh-huh. It helps.
Yeah.
Without that, it ain't gonna last.
Yeah.
But think about it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's about grow together. Together, together, together.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, give it a go and see.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Even if, say, I was helping the other person get to a point first, mm-hmm. and then they started helping me get to my point second, mm-hmm. even if it was like that.
Still, like, long as y'all stay committed to that, then y'all would be fine. Yeah. Y'all, like I said, it's that's a system that y'all have. Y'all uh-huh. have an understanding, so.
Yeah, but the whole team thing, that's what I like that. I like the idea of a team. Yeah.
I make things so much better.
Yeah.
You just got to experience it one time.
Yeah. How would you feel about something like that? Because I know you say it won't work if not, so I know you do like that. So how would you go about that? How would you run something like that in your household?
First, we just got to get an understanding. We got to have something in common, like a common goal.
Uh-huh.
Then we just work towards that common goal. Like, it can be anything, really.
Uh-huh.
But if it's going to benefit both of us, then it's going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got somebody, you know, if I'm doing real estate, my girl might be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
But if we working together to build up like an empire,
right? That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, so then it's gonna work.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I ain't gonna say trying. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's gonna work. Yeah. Y'all gonna enjoy the process together.
Uh huh.
Like you know, you have your own process by yourself, but when y'all doing that, y'all on a process, y'all on a journey together. So it's gonna be growing, 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 growing.
Uh huh.
So it's doable. A lot of people do it. That's the only reason they stay together.
Hmm.
So you gotta think about it. Most people, you're not gonna always look how you look now. You're young.
Uh-huh.
Things change.
Yeah.
So as you know, y'all started out building things together, that's kind of gonna like transfer over to like other things in y'all life.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, you learn a skill and it can transfer over to like a different job or in your business, it's the same thing. That was like transferable things that y'all can do together.
Right.
At least that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
But,
And I just feel like having that support, you know, that support from somebody that close to you.
Gotta have support.
Yeah. Them believing in your dreams and really putting energy into it. I think that definitely says a lot.
That's like that's a whole different conversation within itself.
Yeah. So, if you had like a woman, you would like support her dreams if you like agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
You would like support it and you would want her to support yours too. So what does that support look like?
Just depends.
It just depends on what it is.
Yeah, it's going to depend like on the people too.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's going to be different. Everybody got like different goals. Everybody want to be supported in like different areas.
Uh-huh.
So just depend on the person.
Yeah. Yeah, cause I'm at the age mm-hmm. to where I'm finna be 25 next month.
Next month.
Yeah, next month I'm finna be 25. So I do look at a lot of things like that, cause I know that I'm building an empire, and I know that it takes a team, and it's a lot. And I feel like supporting somebody else and what they're doing, and them supporting me and what I'm doing. And if it can come together in any way, like kind of overlap in any way, they definitely, like how Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That's why they sit together.
Yeah, like they have their own thing, but it overlaps. It overlaps in ways. So they can support each other and complement each other. And then also come together. Like they built a beautiful empire. And that I definitely see that for myself. I see that for myself.
And then if you can see it, you can have it.
So, yeah, I definitely see that for myself.
You can have it.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
You said it's all mine. But I know I talk about manifestation a lot, and I talk about believing you already have it. But one thing I do want to say as a disclaimer to the people out there is, when I say these things, don't get discouraged if it don't happen today. Because you do have to work hard. Mm-hmm. You have to put the energy into it. You have to do everything it takes and build on the things that you want. So just like I was talking about that, if you get a dresser at IKEA and you be like, I said I want a dresser. It's right there. You just got to build it. But it might take you longer than others to build what you're building. Mm-hmm. You know, or you might be the person who gets there first. But don't get discouraged if it takes a long time. Because it do take work, and it might take you longer.
And it's going to happen when it's supposed to.
Yeah.
That's like part of manifestation. You be on it right now. Yeah. When I see it in my head, if I hear it right now.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you got to get prepared for what you want in your mind. Maybe right. Not ready for it yet.
Right, because so you might mess it up if you get it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
My ideal relationship is somebody that I can build an empire with. Mm-hmm. We can both support each other and kind of overlap and build this empire together. Well, build an empire together. So what is the ideal look like for you when it comes to your relationship?
Mine's similar to that for sure. But I got to have someone that's going to stimulate my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to have, like, the same old conversation. Like, shit, let's talk about something different.
Yeah, like aliens.
Like, yeah, like, just different shit. Like, you know, some people just be the same shit. Like, what you mm-hmm. doing? Like, no. Yeah. I'm not doing it. They get played out real fast. Like, go put something in your mind so we can, you know, think through some shit. Let go make some money together.
Right, yeah.
Let's sit back and plot on how we can make $10,000 next month. Like, mm-hmm. something like that. Like, got to stimulate my mind. If not, it's not going to work.
This in my ideal too. This in my ideal too. Yeah.
But support for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to trust that person. Because you got to be able to trust the person. Y'all going to build an empire together.
Right.
Because that's part of the foundation. Like building a house.
Uh-huh.
You slowly add things on that you want in your house.
Right.
Same thing with a relationship.
Uh-huh.
You set those standards. Same thing. But that's like the key ones that I look for.
Yeah.
Stimulation is a must though.
This I never knew how big that was for me, because I've read a lot and I know a lot more. And it's like when you read and you learn a lot more, sometimes it's hard to talk to people. Like the more you know, it's hard to talk to people because it's like,
they won't understand you, really.
They won't understand. They have to.
You know, like a void that you would be missing. And like, damn, I want you to understand what you
right.
Don't.
That's why I tell you, it's very rare how, like, when we talk, it's like we be going back and forth. Like, we know what each other are talking about. And mm-hmm. it's very rare. And I'm like, ugh. It's like when I be trying to talk to different people or whatever, sometimes I be disappointed because mm-hmm. I can't really talks about certain things, and certain things kind of might
really
seem
to, so you talk about it with, like,
yeah, and it's like some things might seem, yeah, exactly, you're taking the words out of my mouth like I've been talking about. exactly that's why some stuff only in books.
For sure.
Yeah,
I better start reading. I like it to read to change your life. It changed mine.
Yeah, I feel like it changed mine in some ways, because I feel like if I hadn't read certain things, I probably would be discouraged a little bit in some aspects, because, you know, things go well. things go well, and you know, we do succeed in like a lot of areas, but sometimes things might take longer, much longer than we plan, or things might not be as fast at certain times. So just knowing what I know, it keeps me motivated to mm-hmm. never be discouraged if, say, one aspect or another isn't as, you know, as I felt like it should have been it.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process. It'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like everything is going to happen when it's supposed to. Just make sure you continue to, like, put those reps in, what you want. It got to be a part of your routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, what's that saying? Yo, frequency. Nah, what you do frequently become your frequency.
You know what?
What you do all day, every day?
Uh-huh.
You can tell a lot about a person based on what they do with their day.
Uh-huh. You know what? Have you heard of the book Atomic Habits?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody probably has, because it was viral. And the tagline on the side of the book says, small habits or small changes, phenomenal results. Yeah, like the smallest habits definitely can make a huge shift.
Be smart. Everything's simple, and it be like the small things. Uh-huh. But everybody look over it. Like, mm-hmm. just think about this too. No, you hear the saying, like, if you want to keep your car running, just keep the oil changed. People don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Simple shit. Just go get your oil changed. The car run for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that. It'd be simple shit. Like keeping track of your money. Tracking mm-hmm. your money every day. If you want to like get on top of and being able to manage your money how you're supposed to, track it. You got your income and you got your expenses. How much you spending over here? What can you cut out? How can you increase your income? Mm-hmm. But people don't do that. But they be wanting something, but they don't want to put... You don't want to do the simple shit. How you think you're going to get there? Because once you uh-huh. get it, if you don't know how to manage your money, you're going to go broke again anyway.
Yeah.
It's the process.
Uh-huh.
It's your habits.
Yeah, it definitely adds up. It definitely adds up.
To each his own.
He said to each his own. And it's, you know, and you're so committed. I offered you something sweet to eat. I offered you something sweet to eat, you know, to have something on your stomach for the podcast. And you reminded me you don't eat sweets. And I was like, oh my gosh. So you're just like the commitment that you have for once you say, you know, and that's one of those small things that I know adds up,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
It's that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And without discipline, anything that you're working on gonna fail.
Right,
you
right.
You gotta have like discipline. It's like the glue.
Uh-huh.
Between like what you want, like your goals, that discipline gonna be right in the middle.
Right.
And your habit, you gotta just join it all together. And next thing you know, you're gonna see it. But you gotta have discipline though. That mm-hmm. discipline.
You gotta have that will.
Yeah. Then you gotta think about it too. Like if you discipline in one area, they're gonna transfer over to another area.
Mm-hmm.
Like I see it, I live it.
Uh-huh.
Me not eating on Mondays, it take a lot of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
People look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them that. They're like,
and you've been doing it for a long time on top of that?
I've been doing it for a long time.
Yep.
And it's nothing. It's nothing to me now. Starting off, it was like, ugh. But I knew what I wanted, so I went for it. Now I got it.
Right. And I'm sure you had to keep that positive mindset.
Always. I focus on the positive. I can find, like I was telling some of my brothers and them back home. Like, I had to tell them, like, the best thing, like, one of the best things that happened to me in college, when I told my ACL, they mm-hmm. looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, y'all don't get it. I'm always finding, like, the positive in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I told them that because I, like, it forced me to actually sit down and do all my damn work instead of running around, being distracted.
You know what? Continue, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something after that, because I have a similar story that mm-hmm. sounds just like that, but continue about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it forced me, like, I was going back and forth to class, but it wasn't like I was, that was like my freshman year in college.
Uh-huh.
You know, most people flunk out
uh-huh.
their freshman year, but I was forced to actually just sit there.
Right.
And I know where to go, really.
Uh-huh.
Not finna go do no party, cause shit, I ain't finna be falling over tripping.
Right.
But other than that, that's what I pulled out of, like, the positive thing out of it. It helped me out in so many different ways. And I was pretty much, I was spending a lot of time on myself, so they helped with like self-awareness. Like I'm paying more attention to myself. I'm like, damn, I ain't noticed this about myself at first, but now I see it, like, it's the small things.
Right. I have a similar story. So I felt like one of the best things that happened to me recently was in 2021, it was actually on my podcast anniversary. Mm-hmm. So I had a wreck. And I was recording for my podcast to release season 3. And I had a wreck on October 28th. I was on the way to an appointment and everything. I was getting everything ready, but I had a wreck. And that wreck, I had to sit down for a minute. And I had a spiritual awakening because I had time to research some things I was talking about on my podcast. I was talking on my podcast with Brandon. And other episodes that I've talked about the same things, but I really got to just research what they were telling me to research. I got a chance to like really just catch up on that and read a lot of books that people were recommended to me. And oh my gosh, it has definitely changed my mindset. Like I already had an open mind to get me to that point anyways, but it definitely has changed my mindset and it's changed me tremendously. And I'm really thankful that I had to have that wreck because it did make me sit down and push some things back in my life. But I feel like it was a setback for a major comeback. It was like that. You know how you, when you're a little, probably you'll have like a rubber band and like pencils and you just pull
back.
And then it was a great lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like that was a setback for a great lunch because I feel like now everything I do, I'm very mindful of it. And being mindful of everything helps those small habits. Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, like I said, just continue to think positive. Just like everything else, whatever you focus on, you want to focus on the positive, you're going to get the positive. Focus on the negative, you're going to get the negative. I mean, it's simple, but people just don't do this shit.
Yeah.
That would be so crazy to me. Yeah. I went to the Invest Fest in Georgia. They talk about, you know, how to make millions. Like, it's simple. Whatever you're doing, if you're making, like, if it's making you money now, 10x it. 20x it. And next thing you know, you'll be up. I'm like, damn, that shit's so simple. But most people just don't do it. They don't want to do the work. Most people want to be ignorant. Most people want to be lazy. That's what they focus on. So that's what they're going to get until then. Like I said earlier, to each his own.
Yeah. Well, this was a really great episode. It was truly phenomenal. And I feel like we definitely touched on a lot of great topics that I feel like will definitely help people so much as long as they're open to it. But yeah, that was amazing. we could go on and on and on forever, y'all. Because when we talk, we can literally go on for hours and hours and hours. We literally have to force ourselves to stop talking because we have so much.
Great conversation, though.
Yeah.
Great conversation.
It was good. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.